There's a story about a Rav who was building a sukkah, but he didn't have a lot of wood. He's very cheap and very poor. He didn't have a lot of wood, so he built a sukkah with every single sheet of which the kula which he could make. And he made lavud and he made gurasik and he did everything all together. He built a sukkah. Two tfanish, which are shleimis, and one is he makes a tzurus of Pesach. He does everything he's supposed to do, and he has this sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah. He comes into the sukkah, the first night of sukkahs, and he puts the kiddush cup there, and the lights are there, etc. And he finishes eating, he locks the lock on the door. And he comes next morning, and it's stolen. The lights is missing, and the curse is missing. He says, I don't understand. He says, I had a sukkah with four kosher walls. Allahu, it's four kosher walls. How could I kind of get in if there's four kosher walls? It has a din of four walls. Christless, the God didn't know Hilchos Sukkah. That was his maskana. It's a mice. Okay, so, and B, we shouldn't be people talking about like the God of Hilchos Sukkah. We'll try to go through a little Hilchos Sukkah. Few of them I mentioned, the kids I mentioned them for the high school. Tried a little more thorough for the base matters, hopefully they can handle some of it. Okay, Ramad and the Tafra Shlomo Hay says that you should build a Tefanis and then put the stock on afterwards. It shouldn't be Tafra Lomo Asi, so you should put the stock on second. Person talk about if you did, you know, minimal Tefanis and stock, etc., but you don't get involved in that. However, in a case where if you put up the schach, and you had the schach was standing on a separate support, and the wall fell, and the schach was still standing, you don't have to redo the schach. Once the chatila was made, it didn't cause a little bit of ulcer. A few other places you'll find that once it's made, the heksher is not a problem the second time around. Okay? The walls have to stand the ruch mitzuya. The definition of standing ruch mitzuya is, even if they don't fall, if they move around, so it's a problem. It's Mishavur and Tafrei Shlamid, Sifkat Memchez, talks about in Hilchos Erev, and also the same thing. Okay, there's a Chazanish, which relies on this to the Pesach of Erev, and also the Chazanish talks about the definition of not moving it. It means that it doesn't move out gimel three tefachim. So if I have a tzuras of Pesach and I have one kana here and one kana here and I have this string in between, so you know the string moves out a little bit. So the chara, the string moves out a little bit. It's no longer. That's not how you make a doorway. A doorway has it has one doorpost here, one doorpost here, and you have a lintel on top. You don't make your lintel like this. That's not a normal way to make a lintel. Right, it's doorpost, and then a lintel. So if it just moves out less than 3/12, then he holds it's not a problem. So he holds the same thing is true when it comes to mechitzas sukkah. If they don't move more than 3/12, then it's not a psul. Not again. That's how things is kula. That's mashmos and mishabur is any movement is a problem. So in ruch mitzuya, but if you're making a sukkah with the prefab sukkahs that they come with the cloth walls, so just making them as is, they do move in the wind a little bit, so that's not it's not a good idea. But if you tighten them with some type of you can tie them down very well, so that in a ruch mitzuya, which is your average wind, not something so extraordinary, it's in the average wind, it's not going to be a problem, so then it's kosher. Another eitza is you can use the eitza of making halachic machitzas around the sukkah below, and then so the cloth walls really are irrelevant. So if you put string in a way which is lavud, so lavud has to be a space of less than 3/12, which is less than 9 inches. So from the ground you put one string 8.5 inches above the ground, and the second string 8.5 inches from that, all the way up to the height of 40 inches, so that's you're being machmer tefach in both directions. So you'd have approximately 6 strings, and each one was within 9 inches of the next, one from the ground and upwards, so you'd have a machitza there. Now there is a sheet that was told that you can't, that machitzas Shesi or Orev alone is not enough. You have to make it to Shesi or Orev. So theoretically, you want to be, you know, if you're not in Sevach on the Chazanish, you want to do that. So you want, if you want to do it, you should put one string down, one string down the other way also. It shouldn't be just Mechitza Shesi. The Ramah says the Chatila, a person should not be Sanhag on Lovid for the Fanas of Sukkah. Nowadays, our minhag, he says, is to make full Mechitzas. So the only reason why we've been Sanhag over here, the Kula, that's Ramah and Tafri Shlam and Sifhei, is since Nikr, then probably there's lots to rely on that the walls are fine as is, so then you can rely on the acres of Lovid. But to go Chatila, just make a wall out of Lovid alone and nothing else, Ramah says, Nogo Asha Vasa's Mechitza Shlemis. Can a couple of Kiyama Din Mechitza. People are not booking Din Mechitza, so it's not a good idea to get involved in the different ages of different Mechitzas. A person doesn't have enough to make four Mechitzas, better than make three Shlemis than four which are not Shlemis. So if you have a limited amount of material, you make three full walls and leave it open on one side, rather than making four partial walls. So that is the Tzakad Ramah. Okay, there's a thing called Defen Akuma. Defen Akuma is halacha Moshe Sinai, that if you would have skach posel at the side of the sukkah, immediately adjacent to the wall, so you have a wall, you have skach posel right next to it, so we look at that skach posel has an extension of the wall. The wall has bent and it's extending, and that goes till 4 amos, till which is about 6 feet. So that's very negay in case you have an overhang. The person making a sukkah right next to the house, and there's an overhang from the roof. So that overhang is possible. So you want to use the wall of the house as one of the walls, but the problem is the wall is there, the overhang is more than 4 tefachim, so it's not kosher anymore. But it's not a problem because there's a halacha of Defen Akuma. There's a shaila halacha whether you can be mistar of Defen Akuma together with other halachas, the other halachas of Moshe Nisinai. Can you use Lavud and then Defen Akuma? Can you use good Asik and then Defen Akuma? Can you use as a passive on Defen Akuma? In other words, or just Defen Akuma alone works alone when you have a full wall, then you can do Defen Akuma. So even if you want the situation where you want to be using the walls of the house as one of your halachic walls, if you have three walls beside it, it's fine. If you only have two walls beside it, you want to use the wall of the house as your third wall, you would have to make sure that the second wall extends all the way to the house. And then, so the second wall goes all the way to the house, and then you have the overhang, and the wall, the house would be the third wall. Most of us nowadays, we don't make sukkah is only three walls, so it's not so common, but if a person would so you need you're not being the star of other halachas together, sometimes it's a path of a pesach or something like that to make it extend it to the wall. Okay, sukkah under an ilon is you can't make a sukkah under a tree. If you made a sukkah under a tree and then you cut off the branches, so is that a problem with Tassel and Osi? So there is a machlokes in regards to that, how to pass on that, whether that's considered enough of a maisa to be machshir it, as it's considered not a problem with Tassel and Osi. So it's better to not get involved in it. Let's say you had a case where there was no tree overhang over the sukkah, but when it's windy, one of your branches of your tree bends over the sukkah. In the wind, it'll bend over the sukkah. So it's not really, you build a sukkah in a normal wind, there's no branches over, it's not a problem. When it does get windy, you have a situation where the tree is bending over. Is that a problem? So the Mishnayos in Seder Taurus talk about that the Gabi Din oil. In the oil, it's not the case if you have a tree which is moving in the wind, regards to oil, you see the design of a dinam of oil, so it's not kavua, it's the case of the towel flapping in the wind, those cases over there, Mishnayos and oil, that's not considered an oil. So So we hear also would not be considered a Talmud. So Rabbi Yashiv was in his Sefer Oris and said this sukkah says that it's kosher. It's not a problem of being under a tree. So you don't have to worry about if you have a tree which is not over the sukkah in general, in the case of it's going to be flapping over, that's not a problem. Similarly, we're talking about if a person has a talking about the issue of Tassel and Ossi in regards to an Elam. Tassel and Ossi, what about if you have a what's called a shlak or some type of a cover over your sukkah which protects the sukkah during the rain? Or some people, the Gor Kosher people, have their sukkahs inside their house with the roof which opens up. Right? So can you put the shlak on when the roof is closed? So the Magen Avraham says that's not acceptable. You have to open up the and Tavrish Kovov. So you should have it open the shas that you're putting on. The shas, and then if you close them and open the second time, it's not a problem with tassel minosi. Since when it was made, the tassel was made the hechsher. It's not a tassel minosi when you close it and then open it up again. There's a shita which I'm not sure it's totally a halachic issue. It holds that it should be open the shas. You should have it open when the night of sukkahs, the first night of sukkahs, when the yantar starts. Nechalois shame kedusha sukkahs chal on sukkah. It should be open. The shita was a machma on that. It's more. It's a kiddush. That's a machin. The Magen does not mention that. That shita. In regards to the covering over the stock. A few points about it. First of all, the Matar Farmer says that it is a mitzvah to make such a thing and have a shlach, because the biggest mile of it is that after it finishes raining, so instead of having your sock wet and you still can't sit in your sukkah because it's still dripping, now you go outside, you take off the cover, and you have a nice dry sukkah to sit in. So you're able to sit in the sukkah much more if you have a shlach. If you do make such a covering, you have some type of covering, so regards to opening and closing it on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so the Ramah says, if it's made with hinges that open and close, and you have like the one which is built into the ceiling and it opens and closes, etc., so it's made with hinges, it's like opening a door, so there's no problem of opening and closing on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you don't have such a sophisticated one, you just have one which you basically, you would be laying it out on top of the staff. So let's say just taking the person would take a tarp and put it over the top of the staff and hold it down, way down on the two sides. So is that a problem making an oil on Shabbos or Yom Tov? So as long as it's within 3 tefachim of the staff, within 9 inches of the staff, it's not a problem making an oil, because it's basically there's no gap between it and the staff. The oil of the staff is there already. So this is just another layer on top. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. If you have it on some type of frame with some type of board which would be supporting it, and they're raised more than 3 tefachim away from the staff, so that would be a problem of covering that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You could use it for Chol HaMoed, but you couldn't do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the answer for that is if you leave it partially extended over the sukkah before Shabbos or Yom Tov, so now you're just extending it further. So it's already partially out. Now, the definition of partially out, let's say you, depending on how you have one, let's say you have a roll. It's rolled up, and you would just want to, you just unroll it and extend it out over the sukkah. So the roll does not count as a tefach. It has to be a tefach of actual oil extended already. So the roll itself doesn't count for tefach. So again, in all the areas we have that issue, you would have a baby carriage, and you would have like a netting or something you want to put over the baby carriage. So it's rolled up. So that's if it's extended already a tefach, that you can extend it further. If it's just rolled up, it doesn't count.
Why is it a little worse than covering, then the metal still covers the same thing?
Yes, it's interesting that the Mishnah passes it over there in Hilchos Shabbos, and it seems that it's not considered, or it wasn't purple, wasn't L'shem oil. Once you send it out, so then you're using L'shem oil. It's not L'shem oil, so it's not L'shem oil. Even though it is an oil, it is being mild, but it's not L'shem oil. there's an interesting Kanach talking about these. If you put them within, and Gabi held a sukkah, there's an interesting halacha, the definition of bittul, etc., is not with Gimel Tochim, it's with Dalet Tochim. Okay, Gabi Noah was talking about Noah, etc., but one place where it comes up is at the end of Tokrish Chavtes, the Chavar talks about, the Mishnah had in the first parak, Eres Alev Sadin Ibn HaKama, or Tathet Ibn HaNoshar. So, if it's, is it possible or not? You're putting, you're laying out a sheet on top of the stock. So the chara, you're sitting under a sheet. You sit, is it bolt, maybe it's bolted to the stock or not. So the mechaber passes that it's bolted. It's no good. But if you put it there for the purpose of l'no'isa, it comes to be mesak and make the stock look nice. So not a rabbi. So then it's bolted to the stock. That's the first. But that's only bolted to within four tefachim. So the shear for bittul, the gabi hilchos schach, is not gimel tefachim, it's dalet tefachim, the gabi hilchos sukkah. The second shita holds, even if you put it there because of the chama, it's still bottled to the schach. The only time it's not bottled, you put it there for its own needs. You put it there to dry or something like that. So then it's not bottled, because it's not there to mishamish the schach at all. If you put it there to protect the schach, so it's bottled for the stock as long as it's within four tefachim. So it comes out an interesting halacha. Let's say it's raining outside and you have a shlach, and your shlach is within four tefachim of your stock. So according to the second sheet of the Mechaber, it's a kosher sukkah. Because the shlach is bottled to the stock, because it's within four tefachim. And you can sit in the sukkah. You can't make a bracha because it's a machlach of sheetahs. But according to the second sheet of the Mechaber, and Tavrish Chavtes, you'd be yotzei to the midst of the rice of sitting in the sukkah, even though it's raining outside, when you have this cover, and you have it star, so there's no rain coming in, and you have this covering, but it's bolted to the stock.
It's not
so what?
It's not still making an oil, or just the first of the world, saying that.
I'm discussing oil, I'm discussing Hilton's bittul to the stock. Now, the Gabi Shabbos, the shear has to be three tefachim. So it has to be within three tefachim. But the Gabi Hilton's sukkah, the definition of being bolted to the sukkah, is only in four tefachim. So if it's a Shabbos or Yom Tov, you still couldn't put it out unless it's within three tefachim of the stock. So if you put it within three tefachim of your stock, you're in business. You can get a copper rhino, at least like second sheet over here in the Mechaber, and the Shabbos comes out, the Shabbos Kach, where you couldn't eat the sukkah any other way, so then you'd be semech on the second sheet, but you shouldn't make a bracha. So the third, this is a case where we would be semech on the second sheet. So there's another mile of making a shlach. It's better that you can copper rhino not only after the rain stops, the zapparine while the rain is still going to sit in the sukkah, and the yotze, at least the yotze, like one sheet that the yotze is sitting in the sukkah. So that's an interesting chop when it comes to a shlach.
Do you think a really pretty shlach
could be able to cool
yotze?
Hmm?
Do you think a very pretty shlach?
It's purpose is lenoisa. Part of its purpose is still lenoisa. The ma'isa, you want it, your kavanah right now is to take it from the rain, not to the not make the stock look nice.
Do we do that? Do we?
My Rebbe does it.
I mean, like when it's raining.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's two copies, it's a lot of copies. It's true. It's the secret of the Shulchan Aruch. You know, I don't have to do it. No, so as long as it's within three tefachim on Yom Tov, so then it's good, because I'm an oil either.
Can I ask another question about the park?
Yeah.
So, let's say the European colt on the four corners of the ship, and that's how you put up the park. So let's say at the point where the park was connected to the colt, it's higher than three, but then let's say the park stays, so it droops. So that means that for the most part, the park is not away, but right
where width of a tefach. If it's within one tefach, it's still three tefachim off, so it's an oil.
Yeah, but would that mess up the whole sukkah? What if it was just in the corner that you'd have that problem?
It wouldn't mess up the sukkah, but it's good problem of making it on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Right, okay.
You could leave it on offline?
Well then, no, because then according to the first sheet in Shulchan Aruch, it's not bottled to the stock. So you can't make a broth on it. That's a mitzvah. So the second sheet, theoretically, you can leave it on all the time, Okay, the Indian, so the person, let's say a person wants to take, so long, this one, a person wants to take, he has a problem with he's allergic to bees, or mosquitoes bother him. So he wants to put nylon netting on top of his schach, So the walls are walls, so the hairs will stop on top, the bees coming through the sack. So put nylon netting over the top of the sack to prevent the insects from coming in, for the most part. So is that acceptable or not? Nylon netting has a mylar that just holes in it. So as long as it's obviously the question is, because nylon is not kosher for sack. So the car you're putting something on top, it's not there. According to the first sheet, it's not there. It's not there to even make the sock look nicer. It's there the hugging. It's from the first sheet, but that's a problem. On the other hand, since there's a lot of holes in it, so as long as you're Chelsea Maruba without it, so it's not a problem. So theoretically, you're always going to have, unless you make extremely fine netting, you're always going to have a case where it's going to be Chelsea Maruba from the sock. Then it's going to be a very, very, very fine netting. You might theoretically have a problem with that. Okay. According to the first sheet, it would be a problem. Because second sheet, it's a kosher. Because the mahogany is okay. According to the first sheet, it's not the mahogany is a problem.
Would it make a difference if it's below the stuff or above the stuff?
Doesn't make a difference. Okay, moving. While we're on the stock right now, I want to talk about bamboo mats. Okay, so bamboo is not a problem. Bamboo is kosher for schach, that's not a problem. The issue which comes up with the bamboo mats is that they're mats. So there's two issues which have to be addressed. One is the fact that they're a mat, which the more talks about, also the shiva, etc. And the second issue, or also to be used for roofing, the second issue is the twine which is used to hold the mat together. Okay, so take one thing at a time. First issue, the Gemara seems to say, we look at a mat, you have to know if the mat is, anyone's in the Kabbalah Tumah is not kosher for Sakh. So, even if it doesn't have Tumah yet, if it's running in the Kabbalah Tumah, it's not kosher for Sakh. Well, the mat, the Gemara talks about the mat, they're made to sit on, sleep on, lie on, etc. So they're made, even though they're not, they're a pshut they create, they have no base kibble in them, but since they're made to sit on, they're the Kabbalah Tumah's medrash. Since it's in the Kabbalah Tumah's medrash, it's possible to use for stock. So you learn the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says basically, well, you know, they're made, large mats are usually made of shiva, and they're no good. So how in the world do we use sukkah mats nowadays? And the answer is, nowadays, people don't make them to sit on. Well, apparently some people have done some research, it depends which country it comes from. Right? In India, they actually still use mats to sit on. So if you go to an Indian factory, you know, just like Indian hair, you know, we have Indian shape of hair issues, we have Indian sock mat issues. Some people say that they're over there a problem. And in Kenya, they actually use the mats for roofing. So it's also made, to function, so it's a problem with that. In China, however, they don't do it for that, they use it for blinds. Okay, so now, are blinds kosher for socks? Remember once somebody came up with this great copy, had an old wooden Venetian blind, bamboo blind, and we'll put it on top of the sock. Well, also, that's more good. It's true to create, it's not made for shiva. The Gemara says that the shamash used to wrap himself up in the blinds and warm himself with that. It's right in the Kabbalah Tumah.
Now they wouldn't do that.
So, well,
they do
I don't know whether now they do it or not. So it's, but if you make it like a chila, not for that purpose, you make it like a chila for the purpose of using for mats, so I'm going to tell you two, there's an okay sheet and a star case sheet. So OK has a place up in New Jersey which they have a hechsher on and makes mats, and making specifically the shame, not the shame, blind. They shouldn't have this problem. So that's how they get around that problem.
But any factories that are made by Jewish companies, they're not
major companies. It's factories, a factory in China, and all the workers are Chinese.
But
they don't speak a word of English. No, they're using a Goyish company. They're just having them making a, you know, they work all year. They're making mats for blinds. Yeah. It looks like the guys are walking out and saying, "Wow, I have the same thing in my window." Okay. Okay. So one second. So, but the mice like this. So that, let's take care of that problem. So if you want your question about that, the real issue. You know, let's assume that most of them are not made for that purpose and you can get away with that. Probably you can get away with that. I don't know how much there. But is the maimed issue. You can't, not only can you not use stock out of something which is makabal tumah, that which maintains the stock on the roof also cannot be made out of mercury, so much of Makabal Tumah. It's called a Maimon Gedor Makabal Tumah. So you can't do that. Well, so this mat is held together with some type of twine, string, etc. Is that twine, string, Makabal Tumah? Is that a problem? And therefore, does it affect, and if it is, does it affect the status of the mat? So Moshe has a tshuva. Moshe says that he's kosher for Shita's Rashi, a Gemara in Kulin, where Rashi says once one part of the tail is Makabal Tumah, the whole tail is Makabal Tumah. And anything which is made out of, when you take rope and you twist it, and you make a multi-fiber rope, has an orig or is Makabal Tumah, even though it's less than three etzvos, it's Makabal Tumah, less than three etzvos. Orig is Makabal Tumah, so the string is Makabal Tumah, and since once part of the Makabal Tumah, the whole is Makabal Tumah, since the whole mat is Makabal Tumah, and it's Pachas Pachas. So Mershish. It's
just
it's Chachmet. It's Chelak Alef Simen Kufayin Zayin. So because of that, Star K makes monofilaments Chachmet. Right. So the Star K Hexer has monofilaments Chachmet on it, made out of nylon, monofilament Chachmet. The only filament you can use, which is between monofilament, is something like nylon. Well, nylon is not is not a problem of tumah anymore, but the problem is itself is not kosher for stuff. You're being right. The problem of mind is not with something from a kabbal tumah. The problem of mind is something which is not going for tzichuk. So you're using nylon to hold up your mat. So the eitzah is that you do it in a way that you don't need the nylon. So you have to set it up in a way that it's going to stand. So let's say if your mat, you have a mat here, and the slats are going this direction. So put the two ends of the slats on the wall. If you run it the other way, so they're just being held up only by the nylon, otherwise it would fall into your sukkah. The problem in the nylon is someone's not right for sukkah. So you have to do it in a way that they would stand, even if you take away the nylon thread, they would still stand and set up on the nylon. So then the eighth of that is the best thing to do is you put one or two beams across, regular simple beams which are kosher, as long as they're not four tefachim wide, they're kosher. Put beams which are across both directions and line on top of that. So even if you take away the nylon, they'll still stand. If you're worried about it blowing away, put a beam on top. Because there's a sheet which holds the palm of mine and applies not only on underneath. If you put something there which holds it from blowing away, which is Makabal Tumah, it's also maintaining the sock with something which is not a Makabal Tumah. So the problem of alignment applies both below and above. Well, the eighth is just put a beam on top, and a nice heavy beam, it's not going anywhere, the wind's not going to blow it away, at least the roof is not going to blow it away. So that's the eighth. So that's how Star K maps come. Okay, came along, and they said, well, nylon gets very nervous because it's not going to blow it, it's not going to blow it, it's a the eighth is to use Dr. Cotton. So they use Dr. not nylon, use Dr. Cotton. I, cotton is rope, it's Makabal Tumah. Right? The Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskin heard a bit of a babbage. The Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskin said rope is not Makabal Tumah. So they would have to check to make sure that it's not nylon, and they test them when they come. They take it to the laboratory and make sure that it's cotton and not nylon. And one year they set nylon was a mistake, and they did not accept the shipping, and they sent it back. So if you get, so according to the OK, the Star K maps are no good because they're mining the Makabal Tumah. According to the Star K, the OK maps are no good because they're ropes and they're Makabal Tumah. So the eighth is to put two layers on top. So this way, whatever you do, you have a sheet to which your son is on, I guess. That's the only way of saying it.
Either way,
yes.
Either way, the beams should solve the problem, right?
Look like the beam should solve the problem.
Yeah,
look
around.
Yeah.
When the Gemara says that the guy who throws the bundles of the stuff they bring in to build onto the roof, is there more than that people would have a half of the problem, that would be okay?
That's a separate, there's another character called Gederes Chavila, which is a bundle of 25, and the math is more than 25.
I'm saying that it sounds to me that Gemara, the word for the staff,
yeah, because they can stand without it. Right. Okay. So that's the maps. the issue with the mats.
I
don't know. Konami probably do depends on be a problem. Okay. I hear. That's a good question. Okay. There is a few psulim that are bono. So I just want to talk about the maimed issue a little more. This in a maimed. That maimed the government makabel tumah. So in Rosh's case, that Rosh's problem is not true, because according to Rosh, the problem is not because it's maimed. The problem is because once it's part of it is makabel tumah, the whole thing is false. So if you question Rosh, the OK can have the period not acceptable even. Right? So the Star K mats, the only problem is the maimed shabbos. The maimed shabbos you can get around with the beans. But according to Rosh, the OK mats are not acceptable. This in a maimed with Dabra Makabel Tumah, which that you can't make a sukkah with someone from Dabra Makabel Tumah, that's only the Chatzila. It doesn't possible sukkah. Kuli Alma will figure that the sukkah is kosher. You should make it like that, but it's not possible sukkah that yet. So any of these sukkahs you have, let's say you have a sukkah which is made out of the PFAP sukkah, so you have your metal tubing, and you attach the fabric to it, so the metal tubing is Makabel Tumah. And now your sukkah is being supported, the sukkah is being supported by Dabra from the Makabel Tumah, but with the metal tubing. Right? So, that's not a problem, but yet the sukkah is still kosher. You're not supposed to do it, but it doesn't affect the kosher of the sukkah. Number one. Number two, some people have an eitzah to get around that problem, so they take, on top of the metal tubing, they lay out some wood, so the sukkah is lying not directly on the metal tubing, it's lying on the wood. So then the point, the logic behind that being is something called maimed and maimed. That the metal tubing is not supporting the sukkah directly, it's supporting the schach directly, it's supporting the thing which supports the schach. Maimed and maimed, the Mishabur says, is kosher. The chatila. So that would be an eitzah. The eitzah, the chor would be to, if you're using a prefab sukkah, which is made out of the metal tubing, the old ones are made out of the metal tubing or plastic tubing, the same thing. Anyway, it's not kosher for sukkah. And it was not kosher for sukkah, to not be supported to stop. So the eighth would be to put a piece of wood in between it, so you're not putting it directly on the going in the mind. Rabbi Yashar has all, he disagrees with that. He says, no. If that piece of wood, the middle piece would be removed, the sukkah would still stand. See, the piece of wood is not a mind at all, a piece in between. What's supporting the stop is the tubing. That piece of wood is totally irrelevant. So it's not an only dependent mind. The case of a mind to mind is, Your walls have been out of wood. You put your schach on the walls, but the walls are only standing because there's something supporting it, which is a makabel tumah. You put a sofa next to the wall to make sure the wall doesn't fall down. So the sukkah is sitting on the wall. The wall is made out of wood, but the maimed of the maimed is makabel tumah. That's fine. But this case over here is not even called maimed to maimed. But again, it's not going to affect the kashas of the sukkah. That a person, the chachili, you're not supposed to do that. So that is the horror on those, when those sukkahs, the metal tubing sukkahs were first made by the Spiro Foundation back in the 1940s, to mean the Dhaka people with the opportunity to do the mitzvah, they figure, listen, they'll do whatever they can. And like everything, there's upgrades in life. We get better cell phones every year, but we don't. Should get better sukkahs eventually also. Go past that. Not with a tefillah. Now, that is a machlokes and a halacha. It's a suffix whether maimed is a problem. So at least you have what to discuss. But tefillah, you have what to say. You have to question for maimed. And even if you do, but you have a discussion. So it's not a question of the kashrus. Now, let's say you take your. So now, if maimed is not with a tefillah, maimed is kosher according to the Shabbat. So if my boards which support my staff are held together by nails, the maimed of the maimed is metal. This is makabel tumah. So that's not a problem, it's the maimed of the maimed. The Chazanish disagrees. Chazanish holds that if your whole maimed is a problem, even maimed the maimed is also an issue. Alright? So again, anything which without it wouldn't be able to stand, so that would be a problem of a maimed the maimed. So that's what he holds. The belt is over that, you want to have a chazanis sukkah, you have to make do everything just with wood, etc., nothing, etc. Now you look at the sukkah chazanis itself, it's interesting. The chazanis doesn't pass in the maimed as a problem. He doesn't say that. He says, if you hold Maimon is a problem, I don't consider the Maimon and the Maimon is a Maimon. He doesn't say that he's passing because it's two shittas in Shulchan Aruch. It's mashmos in the Chazanish where he says over there, you got to hold Maimon, it's not a problem, eat peak, or it's not a problem, period. So when you say you want a Chazanish Sukkah, if you want to be Machmer, then you need Maimon. Plus you want to be Machmer, like the Chazanish, then you need the Chazanish Sukkah. The Chazanish himself, it's not mashmos, even though he himself actually sat in the Sukkah, which was Machmer on it. But they bring down from Regenim, Regenim says in place that he told Regenim that he was not passing for the Tzibah. He with his own personal chumrah that he passed him, because he's not passing the kirdin that there's a chashash mind. So it's interesting, you know, the belt of Maishas Makra, the Chazani Sukkah is, you know, big thing. If you want to do a Chazani Sukkah, there's one very interesting gate to do a Chazani Sukkah. So Maimon is a problem, Maimon. The Maimon is also a problem. It's not the wall. The issue is what supports the Chach. The support of the Chach has to be something which has nothing to Kabbal Tumen. So I can make an independent support for my staff, which is four beams, and hold that together with wood, use dowels. I can make my walls of whatever I want. There's no halacha that the walls have to be...
What are dowels?
Okay. Dowels are little round wooden things which can be used. You can drill holes in them and bang them through with a mallet, and they'll hold the two pieces of wood together. It's like a wooden screw. It's like a wooden nail. So that is eight. The person doesn't want to have to figure out how to build a whole sukkah. It's all the walls that stand together with just wood without metal. You don't have to do that. There's no reason to do that at all. Okay. Well, I want to use... So I'm not using mats because I decided I want to be marking on the star K sheets and no K sheets, and if for neither one I should be used. So bamboo is not a problem. You can use bamboo, you can use slats. You can go to Home Depot and I'll just buy a whole thing of little slats and use them or not. That's not a problem. There is a gzera called gzera's tikra. There's even a board which is not a kabel tuma. If it's four tefachim wide, it looks like you're building a house. That's not, the four tefachim wide is 12 inches at least. So you're not putting any boards over there which are 12 inches wide. It's not a problem. There is a chazanish, the chazanish was machmer on the slats, but since the mice, they were made basically used for building, see, he held you should machmer on that also. The mice in Minig Yerushalayim, the Perk Yerushalayim were not kosher for that shita. So if you're from Bnei Brak, you should be. It goes into the it's not Mamas Kersik of the Gemara, but it was made for Binyan, so. No, but they weren't made for building. They didn't use beams. I don't know. I hear. Good question. Hold it for one second. I just want to finish this thought. Now, let's say you're using bamboo. So if you use the old bamboo, it's one. You go get fresh bamboo. You know, go through something in the neighborhood over here. They have invasive plants. You want to do your healthy ecology over here of the environment and get rid of the invasive plant, the bamboo. You're doing a guy a favor, you can take away all this bamboo for free if you want to use it for your stock. It comes with leaves. Right? So any place that you're using which you're relying on leaves, if they cannot last for 7 days, they're going to dry out and wither, and you'll have a space which is not Selsa Maruba anymore because you relied on the leaves. Even the first day before it dries out is possible. All of them which are going to dry out, even before they dry out, are a problem. So if you use leaves, relying on that, the leaves will give you a tail samaruba that a majority is now your shade because of the leaves. If they can't last 7 days, so if you use evergreen leaves, that doesn't happen. If you use deciduous leaves, that happens. They wither. So if that's going to be, you have to make sure you have enough seahook there that even if they dry out, they're still going to be covering, make a majority of shade, and then it's not a problem. So but all in which are misyavish, are not worth the shiva, are possible not to pass on the death of the rice. Yeah.
So, on the
Maimon
issue, that the Sukkah is resting on coals, parts, that.
Right.
So, do we pass on, is it
Maimon that's
better
than the Kabbalah,
or
shall
we pass on
the
other before Maimon?
No, it's
Maimon,
that's how we pass.
It's Maimon,
that's how we pass. Okay. Okay. There is a second gzeirah of olim that you make a sikuch with leaves which are going to dry up and drop on your head. So the chumash says don't use that for your sikuch because maybe that would be motivation for a person to want to leave the sukkah because, like, you know, he doesn't enjoy having these things falling on his head. So, however, if, you know, it depends on the plant, that only applies to something which by nature just falls even without any wind blowing. If you're sitting in the sukkah and it doesn't fall, it only falls because the wind shakes it, the big wind comes and shakes and it rattles it. That's not the problem. The problem is you come with the types of the plants. The only thing we have, I'm not sure what the tiers of what plants are what. Okay. So if it's something which doesn't last for 7 days, so according to the Rambam, that's still the rice. The chart is back in the Rambam, that's still the rice, even before it dries out. This issue is it's going to last, you can have enough, that it's just dropping your head, that already is there, that's clearly there to have bottom, and you shouldn't do that. Okay, last point is about the lochos of Avir, last 2 points, the lochos of Avir and the lochos of Noi. If you have a space of Avir in the middle of your sukkah, so the shear for Avir to pass is in the middle, within the lengthwise of the sukkah, not height, lengthwise of the sukkah is 3 tefachim, not 4 tefachim. So if you have a gap of 3 tefachim from the wall until your sukkah starts, it's possible. That wall doesn't connect to the sukkah. That's not a problem. Let's say you have in the middle of your middle of the sukkah, it's a mat and there's a space in between. So if it's 3 tefachim, it's possible. 3 tefachim by what? 3 by what? So the Ramah says if you can fit Rosh of Aruba under that spot, so that spot is not kosher. It seems to be from the Ramah that not only is it not kosher, but it will affect the kashrus of the sukkah in general. This is the Ramah in... Kafei Shalom Beis. The three tefachim is possible, less than 3 is kosher, but you shouldn't, and it says, no, I'm sorry, it doesn't affect the kashrus. And he says another lach, though, even though it doesn't pass, so you shouldn't sit or sleep under it. If you're sleeping, so you shouldn't sleep under that spot. It comes from Rambam, and Rambam says it's only true if it goes either, it's big enough to hold the person, his rush of Rubai, or it goes across the whole length or width of the sukkah. So if you have something which is less than 3 tefachim wide, it's a half an inch wide, but it goes all the way across the sukkah, so you can't sit under that spot. You can't sleep under that spot. So the eitzah is, like I mentioned before, is to put some beams, see, to use bamboo, so they all go this way. Even between each one, there's a little thing of air space, which according to Ramah, you can't sit under. So you have to make yourself thin enough to sit under the one width of a bamboo. So the eitza is to put one beam the other direction. So then it doesn't go all the way across the width of the sukkah. So you want to have a problem of a haver.
If you have most of Rubo under the kashrusa, even though you have a toe under this area, that's going to topple your entire yeshiva sukkah?
No. Right.
So if it's just 3 tefachim, so I'm with my body completely, with my body under 3 tefachim.
No, it's less than 3 tefachim.
So if it's 3 tefachim distance.
No, it's 3 tefachim. So then I would. But if it's 3 tefachim, it's also less than 3 tefachim. If it's 3 tefachim wide, you have a problem that you have Arab, which is an apostate sukkah. So let's say it's 3 tefachim wide. For the area with 3 tefachim, I once saw a sukkah which was the second one that was 3 tefachim with open airspace. So the law is it divides your sukkah. So if you have 3 walls on this side, so this is 3 walls and it's kosher sukkah, alone it's 7 by 7. The other side is 3 walls, it's also kosher. But if you made a sukkah with only 3 walls to start with, so the other side only has 2 walls. So here is kosher and over here is pasul because you only have 2 walls. So the outer will pass over the sukkah. And, or if it's very close to the end, there's not a shear of 7 by 7, after the Aver, it's going to pass it also. So that's if it's 3 tefachim wide. There's less than 3 tefachim, the issue is you can't sit under it. That's a lot of that. In regards to Noi, Noi has a different Schach Possel, and Schach Possel passes with Dalit Fochim, not Gimel Fochim. So Noi is not kosher, usually, you know, most Noi is not kosher for Sikhuk, it's either food, or it's plastic, or it's metal, or it's something that's not right for Sikhuk. So the Eitzim, the Tzitzit Nedla L'Moisa is coming there to make the Schach look nice, it's Fochim for the Schach, as long as it's within four Tzvachim of the Schach. So, if it's less than four Tzvachim by four Tzvachim, it's still not possible, I don't care how high or low it is. If it's wider than four Tzvachim, it would pass, so if it's more than four Tzvachim away from the Schach. So the Shabbos says, therefore, because of that, all noise should be hung within four Tzvachim of the Schach, but Chatzil, not to get involved in this, worrying about how big the piece is. So all noise should be hung, the hanger from the Schach should be hung within four Tzvachim of the Schach.
Is that what causes overview? If let's say you're going to have
So meeker, then you can put it over the table. Even the only thing is if your people sleep in your sukkahs and you take away the table to sleep sometimes.
Well, do you think that the gzera would that also apply to where it's clearly not going to be where people are?
If it's going to stay put, so you don't have to worry about it.
So then you can make it lower. Why is it going to be in your
It won't be fine if it's within 4 o'clock on the stop. It's also the stop, right? Right, saying if you want to put lower, let's see, you have a nice one for a chandelier in your sukkah. Right, nice big chandelier, right, have a nice big sukkah, nice big chandelier, and it hangs down. Now, Rashi Ben Frank has a shilom, it takes 4 tzvachim, does it mean from the bottom of the noy to the top of the noy? Or is that a lachah that within 4 tzvachim, it means it's bottled to the sukkah, it means it starts within 4 tzvachim on the sukkah, or it ends within 4 tzvachim on the sukkah? He wasn't sure. And the question really has not been much on that. The number of korbei in that, which way it is. So it's better, the whole thing should be within 4 tzvachim of the schach, and you won't have a problem. The only Mishabura says, the only exception is the leichter, they used to use, they would hung leichters with open flames, says, be marked from the schach. It's a good idea, be marked from the schach. Nowadays, your lights, the lights have a lot of l'noisa, they're there to make the sukkah nice. So as long as they're within 4 tzvachim of the stock, they're not a problem. So they wouldn't be a problem even to sit under them, because they're both for the stock. You hang your lights lower, and they're four tzvachim, that would be a problem. You could not sit under them.
How much area has to be falling under? If it's like this big, and as it's coming down, that a bottom has to be a certain size.
What if it extends, you mean?
Yeah.
No, the whole thing is the whole thing. I think it's the whole thing that extends. I'm not sure. Question always comes up. You know, you don't see it as much in America, in Eretz Yisrael, as the people using things to decorate the sukkah, which were created not for the purpose of decorating sukkahs. They created for the purpose of decorating trees for the wrong religion. Okay, right? Right. So Mikra did. It's not a problem because there's Hasmonas Lav Mils. They're not being mazmin at Lashem. You know, they're doing it for business. They're not doing it Lashem the Vodah Zorah. So Mikra did. It's kosher, and it's not even considered Mosa Gavoya. The Pesim process. I was sure from. I think Rebosna says Mikra did. It's kosher. It's not even considered Mosa. You could use it, but you have to limit where you go. Like, you know, somebody told me. I remember who. Somebody told me they were on a plane. And there's this little boy with this bib with a picture of this. Look at the tzaddik. The mother telling the little kid, you know, and I said, look at the tzaddik. Yeah, I know who that is. Just, you know, there's a limit how far you have to go. Okay, very good.